This is a recording on mantra meditation. Since you are playing it, I imagine that you have some interest in this kind of meditation. Perhaps you have never done it before and are interested in doing it for the first time. Perhaps you have done mantra meditation before and are wanting to try another mantra. Or perhaps you are wanting to listen again to the following comments. Perhaps you are just curious. Whatever your interest, I anticipate you will get some value out of doing what I will suggest. The mantra meditation used here is one that my wife Elizabeth and I have found particularly valuable in our own development and spiritual progress. We have been introducing people to it personally for many years, and have always wanted to make it as available as possible to others. Prompted by this desire, I have prepared this recording as a further means of helping others reap the benefits available through the meditation. I am about to introduce you to the meditation by giving you some general background and by discussing some specific practical considerations of the meditation. You can go straight to the meditation itself by moving to the part entitled The Meditation. If, however, this is your first time, I recommend that you keep listening to this introduction. You will be in a better position to understand and follow through on the meditation after you have done so. Mantra meditation is a very ancient practice. It is a form of meditation used for thousands of years, particularly as part of the use of meditation in religious contexts for the awakening of consciousness and the realization of people's full potential as human beings. These days, people use mantra meditations in both religious and non-religious contexts in order to reap the benefits of doing them. Generally, instruction or initiation in mantra meditation is by a master of meditation, someone who has himself or herself mastered the particular mantra or mantras used. The way this is done varies. The particular style and type of realization of the person passing on the mantra leads to these variations. For example, it may be done personally by the meditation master actually saying the sound. It might be passed on in writing, or it might be passed on, as in the method you are about to use, by audio tape. And it might be passed on by videotape. Also, it can be passed on without any overt or obvious exchange taking place. The realization of some masters of meditation is so great that they can instruct or initiate others into various practices, including mantra meditation, simply by meditating in special ways that those people have realized already the practice the master wants them to learn. The practice of mantra meditation is very simple. All you do is repeat the mantra. You repeat it over and over again. As you repeat it, you do it mindfully. That is, you repeat it in a way that encourages you to be aware of what you are doing as you repeat it. In other words, you cultivate an awareness of what you are doing as you do it. Now, there are many different mantras. Some are only one word long, while others have many words. The one to which I will introduce you has three words. It is the repetition of the words that produces the results. Just how this occurs will become clear to you as you continue to meditate.